Cortez versus Pelletier. Ms. Kister.
Good morning. May it please the court. I don't have a lot of time on this case. What I'd like to do is focus on.
I think you have an insuperable inevitable discovery problem. Because they had probable cause for a warrant, they could get a warrant. They called up an officer to stand by if they had to serve a warrant, obtain and execute a search warrant. So they would have gotten this computer and found this stuff, right?
I think it depends on whether the statements made to Agent Cherry would have been the only admissible statements and usable statements in a probable cause statement versus the ones that Mr. Pelletier made to Agent Dempsey. Clearly, the statements to Agent Dempsey are troubling. You know, he's incriminating himself there. He's talking about possessing images from the LS series. It's specific stuff. The statements that Mr. Pelletier makes to Agent Cherry, he doesn't tell him much.
You don't need much for probable cause, right?
Well, but typically in a case like this, Your Honor, and the court knows this from other cases, the probable cause usually comes from a sting. You've got an agent who's chatting with a potential defendant in a chat room.
What do you say to an FBI officer, yes, I have, you know, child pornography on my computer?
I don't think he said that to Agent Cherry, though. He says it to Agent Dempsey. And I think arguably those were
custodial statements. No, I'm talking about his early comments.
Well, his early comments are he's uncomfortable because he did some research. He talks about having traveled. He was interested in young girls. That doesn't go to his computer or his possession of images. And then he makes his written statement. And even that is convoluted, and I don't think that's necessarily incriminating as to possessing child pornography. He's not an expert in the difference between pornography and erotica. I don't think the government knows, just on the basis of those statements, what's on that computer. And he also qualifies it by saying that his computer had crashed. So I don't think they really know, given those statements alone, and if they're the only ones in play, that he's actually in possession of child.
Well, according to the government, Cherry, that's the fellow you're talking about.
Correct.
Pelletier told Cherry his home computer had images of minors that were naked, child pornography. Now, you're right. He could misunderstand what child pornography is, but isn't that statement enough for probable cause?
Well, maybe. I certainly would have moved to quash it if that were it, because he qualifies it. You know, he talks about his computer having crashed, and his written statement says.
So his computer crashed. What does that have to do with anything?
He may not have images on that computer. I mean, it's probable cause to.
That's not what happens. We have a recent case, the Seaver case, you know, United States versus Seaver. We talked about that. The FBI is very good at recovering files from computers when they've been deleted or what have you. As long as the computer is physically is undamaged physically and the files in it haven't been overwritten, the fact that it's crashed or that he's deleted stuff, that has very little likelihood that makes the files unrecoverable by the FBI. So if someone says, I have child pornography on my computer, pretty stupid thing to say to an FBI agent, but if you do that, they can go and get a warrant, as they realize. You know, I thought it would have been easier to get a warrant than spend another 2 hours with him, but they went the consent route, but they could have. I can't imagine them not being able to get a warrant.
Well, I certainly would have argued it, that they didn't have enough going to the content of what was on that.
I think if you say, I have child pornography on my computer, they can get a warrant to look at your computer.
There's a range of what pornography might mean as opposed to erotica. And he wasn't an expert. He doesn't know.
No, that would be, that's why it's not a confession. That's not why you can't haul him off to court right away. But it's enough for suspicion, the kind of suspicion that warrants. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Kister. Mr. Love?
May it please the court, Mike Love on behalf of the United States and counsel. Just to address the probable cause issue, just to raise actually just one point, Your Honors. At page 4 of the brief and extending on to page 5 is a citations to the record where Agent Cherry had, in fact, defined for the defendant what child pornography is, lewd and lascivious exhibitions and sexual acts with a child. It was after he provided that definition to the defendant that the defendant then used the term child pornography to describe what he had on his computer. So it would please the court, absent any questions the court may have, we would rest on our briefs.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Love. And Ms. Kister, your time had expired. You were appointed, were you not?
Yes, Your Honor.
We thank you for your efforts on behalf of your client. Last